seems to have stopped coming up.
Do you want us to make a start then? Good afternoon, everyone, and I'd like to welcome you to this breakout session. My name's Bronwyn McKenna. I'm a solicitor working for Unison, where I lead all the union's work on equal pay. And I wanted to thank One Society and the Equality Trust for facilitating this really important debate. I think it's crucial that we have a debate like this at a time just before the coalition government's emergency budget, before the scale of cuts to our social fabric become clear. What is clear, however, is the relish of the new government for making cuts, and the likelihood is that the cuts will hit poor, vulnerable women and black and ethnic minority people disproportionately. I'm sure everyone will have noticed that the phrase protecting frontline services has vanished from the government lexicon within the last 2 weeks. Unison members are waiting anxiously to hear what the new government has to say on pay and incomes policy. And I just want to comment that it's noteworthy that a number of the new intake of Conservative MPs are willing to embrace union demands on pay, even referring to them in their maiden speeches. But I mean, of course, the National Farmers Union. And let me quote from the new MP for Salisbury, who said proudly, "I want to see the abolition of the Agricultural Wages Board. This is the body which has been around since 1948, part of the post-war settlement, which sets minimum pay rates, sick pay and holiday pay for the agricultural workers. And the rate for 2009 is between £6.40 and £8.64. The new MP has called this an unnecessary bureaucracy, but then breathtakingly went on to say that he thought there should be measures to tackle rural poverty. But I think we need to be clear, Labour could and should have done more in power. The number of children in poverty rose between 2003 and today, virtually all sadly due to rising levels of in-work poverty. Unison members aren't immune, and next week at Unison Conference we'll be launching this report, which looks at the impact of low incomes on our members, but on our members' families and on their children. And we should remember that Unison members are often the elite in their communities because they have jobs at the moment. Three trends from this work: heavy reliance on debt, public workers disgracefully requiring state subsidies in order to survive, and the corrosive effect of low pay on family life. The need to work long hours and low pay impacts on our children. There's no time to sit down with your children, no time to do their homework, and no time to talk through issues. One of our members traces her son going off the rails at a point when she had to work longer hours. And we've got a picture, I think, of workers on a tightrope between employment, debt and the responsibilities of family life. And it's shameful, I think, just to say that the face of low pay is still largely female. Two-thirds of workers in low-paying occupations are women. At Warwick 2, Unison and other unions pushed very hard to get changes to equal pay law. Those negotiations did not start until 3:30 in the morning because government were unable to prioritise them any earlier. And we met with enormous resistance. The CBI, I can assure you, had no need to send a delegation to Warwick 2. Its views were being promoted. The leadership candidates, I hope later today, will all have a chance to tell us what they will do to tackle low pay and unequal pay. But personally, I feel that for those answers to have credibility, they all need to tell us why they couldn't have done more before in the last Parliament. We've got a fascinating range of speakers today, and I hope that we will hear from them not only what can happen in Parliament to help tackle the issues of low pay and unequal pay, but also what we can be doing in our communities and in our workplaces to tackle these evils. All of the speakers will speak for 7 to 8 minutes, and then we'll open the floor for short contributions from you and questions. So I'd like to call on Karen Buck first. Karen, as many of you will know, was recently re-elected as an MP, and it was one of the bright spots in all the election results, hearing how well that she's done. She's worked tirelessly on the issues of housing and on the issues of low pay, and I'd like to call on her to speak.
Thanks very, very much, Deborah. It's great to have a conference so soon after the election that has been well attended as Compass